I think that people don't realise that I'm so obsessive about, you know, the image. So, like, you know, that mural took 2 years to paint, you know. Not every day, but, you know, over a two-year period. And I think people don't think murals are that, you know. They think you just go and paint it in a day or two, you know. But it was massive. The Battersea mural was massive. It was bigger than the Sistine Chapel. 4,000 square feet. You know. Not as good as the Sistine Chapel, okay? But as big.
But was it Gulbenkian giving you the funds to do that?
Yeah, yeah. That and other things, posters and stuff like that. Being a community artist or artist in residence at Battersea Arts Centre.
So how did you involve the community?
Well, they could always, it was public, so they could come there every day. And so every weekend we would have paintings, right, everybody could come. I would draw it and they would paint it, fill it in.
So you'd be drawing it on, what was the wall?
It's just a big boundary wall of a factory. Some place it was 18 feet high and about 120 foot long.
And how did you decide on the design?
Well, because I asked people in the local area what they wanted on it. So we hit on the idea of Battersea, the good, the bad, the ugly. And I invented the broom sweeping away everything. There was bad. And then that left space for all the good.